I want to ride my...
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
My name is Colby Henley, one of the hosts for Pedaling the Pueblo, and joining me in the studio today is...
I'm Andy Bemis, bicycle and pedestrian coordinator for the city of Tucson.
So we're going to be talking about e-scooters today, Andy. What exactly are they and how do they work?
Great question, Colby. Well, e-scooters are basically a shared micromobility service. They are electric-powered vehicles that you can check out with the use of your smartphone. They cost about $1 to unlock, and then you ride them to your destination for a fee per minute after that. You leave them when you're done, and someone else can pick them up.
And so what are some of the goals and benefits that the city sees by introducing these?
There are a lot of potential upsides with scooters, as we've seen in a lot of other cities who've already have them in operation. And primarily, it's about offering more low-cost, accessible mobility options for Tucsonans and visitors. Ideally, it's helping reduce car trips to limit emissions, reduce roadway congestion, wear and tear, and then supporting local transit, the local economy, and tourism.
We're getting ready to see them on our streets. So what exactly is the timeline and kind of process for that happening?
So we've initiated a competitive application process for operators to come here to the city of Tucson. Based on direction from our mayor and council, we'll be limiting it to 2 operators for the course of a 6-month pilot program where we'll be testing if and how they help us meet those goals I mentioned earlier. We expect that we'll launch sometime in late July or early August and run for 6 months after that. Each company will be permitted to operate up to 500 scooters, so for 1,000 total in the city. We're also very interested in learning if and how a shared electric scooter program can benefit some of our most needy citizens. So we are offering an incentive to the companies who will operate here to launch more than their allotted number of vehicles in what we're calling opportunity areas. So we've taken a look at the city and identified areas where people are more reliant on walking and biking to get around, where areas where people are living below the poverty level, where they may not have access to a motor vehicle. And we're encouraging operators to launch vehicles in that area. And then during the pilot program, find out, is this helping meet the transportation needs of Tucsonans in some of our more needy areas?
How is the city of Tucson looking to address some of the safety concerns and other downsides that have routinely come up in other communities that have e-scooters?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. While they come with a host of potential benefits, they also come with some potential concerns. Primarily in our mind, those are safety and clutter, and that's what most cities are dealing with. And so we have means of trying to address the clutter issue by educating users about where it's appropriate to park and where it's appropriate to ride. I should mention that we'll be treating them just like bicycles. So they're meant to be operated in bike lanes or on shared use paths, but not on sidewalks. Users, when they check out the scooter on their smartphone, they're given directions about where it's appropriate to park, not blocking sidewalks, not blocking ADA access, obviously, in that space between the sidewalk and the curb where one exists, or between the sidewalk and a building. And we require that operators are constantly monitoring their fleets. If we ever do have trouble, we give them notification and they're required to go out and move their scooters. Of course, if there are severe safety concerns, we have the ability to impound scooters and take them off the streets immediately. I'll say also that we retain full control during this 6-month pilot period to make modifications to the program or end the program if it really turns out that there are major concerns.
So Andy, how will we know if this pilot program is successful, and what have we seen from other cities?
Well, during the course of the 6 months, we will be evaluating it extensively. We require that the companies are sharing data with us about where the scooters are, how often they're ridden. Some research we've seen coming out of other cities shows that between 25% and 33% of the people using electric scooters are, in fact, replacing car trips, and up to another 33% are connecting to another form of public transit. We also intend on fielding a survey to users and a general public survey and comment forum. We want to find out, who is using the scooters and why? What types of trips are they doing it for? Are they actually helping us replace car trips? Are they replacing transit trips? Are they supporting transit? Are they just generating new trips and new activity in our city? I think that is a good benefit to local businesses. Once the program goes live, we will have an online comment form so the people can come visit our website, let us know if you know how scooters are working for you or not working for you. We'd love to hear your feedback. So these are questions we'll be able to answer with our surveys and with the use of the data.
Well, thanks very much, Andy, for coming in and helping us understand a little bit better about e-scooters. And I, for one, am looking forward to taking a ride in the near future.
Thanks for having me, Colby.
Support for Pedaling the Pueblo and KXCI is provided by Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona, promoting safer cycling on Arizona's roads and pathways by networking with government agencies, cycling groups, and organizations. More information on Facebook at Cycling Advocates of Southern Arizona.